Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super itch. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Ren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Be patient. Incredible how he used the odd stains to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. It's a lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
To start conference recording, press 1. To reach the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Monday, April 27, 2020. Yours truly, Ray Ren 98 here, along with...
Good morning, TNT. It is a bright, sunny morning. But let's see how long it lasts. All right, Ray, let's get started because I know you got something to say.
All right, we did some weekend updates. So we'll give you that information. And see, this was from our Iraqi citizen. So on Saturday, it says, parliamentary experts on the morning Iraqi TV saying due to obstacles, they expect al-Kazimi to step down very soon. Basically, they are saying it is Iran's way or, quote, no way, end quote. The next 48 hours will be crucial. Then Tony sent out a tweet that some of you didn't get. That's still in the Twitter that you can go read, but paraphrasing it, the legal expert Hayyan al-Kayat confirmed on Saturday that the President of the Republic, Barham Saleh, would assume the position of Prime Minister in the event that the government of the Prime Minister-designate, Mustafa al-Kazimi, was rejected under the Dome of Parliament. Al-Kayat said in an interview with Baghdad Today that if al-Kazimi fails to form a government or is rejected by parliament over as prime minister and the person concerned to manage things. In Sunday's information came in, al-Kazimi says to Shiites that he is not apologizing and will present his cabinet in 24 hours to parliament for a vote. Hundreds of militias of the Iran backing have set up camp outside of parliament. This is going to be interesting. Then another tweet that went out from Tony, legal. Al-Kazimi's failure to gain confidence obligates Saleh to dissolve Parliament Information Agency. And that's what we had in the forum for updates.
Okay. Man, that was an interesting day or weekend, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So, let me see. They say he's going to apologize and resign. Then he says he's not going to apologize or resign. They say that if he doesn't get his government together, Saleh has to take over the position of prime minister and dissolve the parliament. Now, that's what their laws say, is what they're telling us. That's what the articles say. People on the streets say something different. So the militia surrounded parliament. Well, they're all out in front of parliament, threatening them like they do if they don't do what Iran wants done. If they don't pick the people that Maliki and Amiri want, they're threatening parliament to do that. The Shiites came out yesterday and said they withdraw from the government because they don't like the process. You know, they're saying that they don't like the process because they're saying they're going to let Kazimi pick their ministers, where the Sunnis and Kurdish are still demanding to pick their own ministers. So how does that work? Because it's usually the other way around, where the Kurds are really, you know, and Sunnis have been agreeing. But they're also saying they don't like the fact that Kazimi is letting them pick their own ministers. So that's part of the issue. The other parts of the issue is if it doesn't get voted, then the Shiites are saying they're the largest group, and they want Mahdi back in. Iran wants Mahdi back in because they're saying that's the only one who they know will agree to all of their terms, because none of the new guys are agreeing to all of their terms. Even Kazimi, or what's his name? This guy now is saying he's going to do some things, some things for the people. And Iran didn't like that. So here we are, ready to go. No vote. No vote scheduled for tomorrow. He was saying he was going to submit his name yesterday. He didn't submit the names. Haven't submitted them so far this morning because nobody's in agreement with them. So we wait. Now, here's the big difference in all this that has happened over the weekend as far as Iraq is concerned. The difference is they get electricity from Iran, and the U.S. only extended them until the 26th of May to do that. 26th of May is when their 30 days runs out this time. So each time it's getting a little shorter. Now, they gave them to the 26th of May because they said, we've told you over 4 years ago to look for another source to make some other agreements, and you haven't done any of that. Well, supposedly their time is up on the 26th of May. So we're going to see what happens. It's the worst time in the world for it to happen because the people are going to be getting off of curfew, but they're going to have less electricity and less water. So we're going to see what happens on the 26th of May as far as that goes. We also see, and they're letting them know, that the U.S. is waiting, or they said on the 26th of May, they'll make their decision based on if Iraq has a new government or not, or what their new government makeup is. It's also decided that on the 26th of May, or by the end of May, said, the U.S. is going to decide whether or not to put increased sanctions on Iraq. And not just Iraq, but the CBI itself, based on whether or not they have a new government at that time, or whether they have a government at that time, because they've given them time to do that. Here's the big thing, though, guys. The U.S., if you guys don't know it, because they're not showing it on CNN or anywhere else, has gone on to say they want to reverse the decisions they made against Tehran and the nuclear agreement. The U.S. wants to be included back on the nuclear agreement. Now, they're just saying they want to go back and do this. They didn't say they want the agreement to be the same, but the U.S. withdrew from the agreement. Now they want to be included back on the agreement. For one reason, no, not that they're backing down, but because they want the UN to put more sanctions on Iran. And right now, they don't have a veto because they withdrew from the agreement. So they got to get put back in the agreement so they can have a veto because they want the UN sanctions put up there, but Russia and China would veto against it if they weren't there. So it wouldn't happen. As long as the U.S. is there, they think they can get it put back in. So they want more sanctions on Iran and the CBI by the end of the month if Iraq doesn't have a government and if their government doesn't exclude the things that Iran wants. So something is definitely going to happen by the end of May. And that's what everybody is pushing for right now. For all this to be completed by the end of May, or the sanctions go on, the CBI, maybe just a couple of different ones, sanctions go on, Iran even harder. And now it's basically the U.S. is saying, we're going to force you to get a government one way or the other, or it's going to be over because Iraq announced again today they only have enough money for 2 more months, they said, to pay people. That's it. 2 more months. Something has to happen in the next 2 months to make this right. Now, either they're going to do it now while they can, or yesterday the people start coming back out in the different provinces, the protesters, the mountains. They had 7 of them shot yesterday while they were trying to take over a building. But not only are they coming out now, but they've already put again on the internet and letting it be known that once the curfew is lifted, they're coming out in full force. So, you're going to do whatever you're going to do right now, or we're back to the protests. So, a lot of news. Absolutely nothing from the banks. Nobody's there. And yes, I know some idiot told you that RV started yesterday. that they're paying people yesterday, that they moved everybody to Reno, told them all get ready, that they're going to be paid by the end of the week, and all the other BS. Listen, but guys, trust me, nothing is happening today. I don't see it. None of my bank people in any of the states see it. Nobody's been notified. Nobody's on alert. Nobody's at any call center or any exchange center like that idiot told you guys they were doing. Banks have been notified. So that is not happening, and especially not the seven states that I talked to is not happening. The ones I called this morning is not happening. And none of the exchange centers. So we wait. But our day was to wait till tomorrow. See if they even scheduled the vote. Our time frame, we know, is May the 9th. If they have a government or they don't have a government. We're going to know that then. And then we're going to go from there and see what happens. So we'll be ready to go. All right, Ray, let me see. Hold on for a second. Maybe I can answer some questions here real quick that I got. Let me see. Somebody sent you an email asking you to list some questions, but I know you weren't going to do it, so I was going to do it. Anyway, hold on.
Oh, okay.
A couple of questions. He said, in the reference to the latest posted update, is it hundreds of militia or hundreds of militia members? So that's simple, is members. There's not 100 different militias. They had 100 different militia members outside of Parliament. Are they there to support Iran or themselves? They are Iran support, just so you guys know. The militia over there is paid by Iran. They're backing Iran, trying to do what Iran wants them to do. I don't know when's the last time they got paid. I don't know what their paydays are. And it said, who's going to disperse them? Well, unless they do something terribly idiotic, nobody's going to disperse them until the government is in place. Then it's up to the new prime minister to say they're illegal. And then it's going to be up to the Iraqi army to actually move the militia out, go get them. And they're only going to do that by asking for help from the U.S. at the appropriate time. Only way I see it happening. Okay. So, I think they did that, wasn't it? All right, I guess there's an issue with the call or something, but I don't know. People not getting the tweets or text messages on the last couple of calls. They're going to Twitter, and even when they go to Twitter, it says that the call has already started or something. Okay. So, with that, it's all up to you. Let's go.
All right, Garbear, the first one. He says, just a note, this is the third week I had to go to the website to get the conference call link to you. Do I have to change my tweet address from the 404? So was that message you got from Garbear or someone else?
No, that was somebody else. That's why I was laughing. So I guess they're not the only one.
Right. Well, guys, you remember, I forgot how many months back we first announced that Twitter had said it was going to discontinue the texting feature, and it immediately affected a lot of the members, but it didn't affect everybody. Now they did a reset. Apparently, from what I'm understanding, Twitter reset its system, and those who were not affected before are also now affected by them terminating the texting that Twitter was doing. So this is a Twitter thing that's going on. Nothing that we can do to make a difference. We still send a tweet out like we normally do. Twitter has decided to not send it out as a text message. But I don't know if maybe some of you may call and ask and beg and plead or something, they may reinstate that feature. But it's nothing on our end that we can do about it.
Okay, guys, what I do, hold on a second.
Okay.
I got Twitter loaded down on my phone. So whenever a tweet goes out or it has to do with TNT, then it just pops up on my phone. So I don't know why everybody has that, instead of waiting for Twitter to text you. I mean, you should still leave it there in case they do. But I got it right on my phone. Look at it. It pops up. I know I just got another tweet to TNT. So I don't know why everybody shouldn't just download Twitter to their phone and get it direct instead of waiting to get a text. Anyway, that's how I do it. I never miss a call. Promise you I don't. All right. Let's go.
Okay. Yabba Dabba Do says, is it true if you exchange them, you can't receive the contract rates on the dinar and dong?
No, that is not true. And that's all I need to say. I don't even know who told you some dumb stuff like that. That is not true. Okay.
All right, Chicago.
Somebody said, wait a minute, let me get this out real quick. Mm-hmm. Said you need to turn on your push notifications in Twitter whenever you do that so it comes out, comes to the top of your phone so you guys can see it, in case you didn't know that. All right, go ahead.
All right. Chicago says, if designated Prime Minister Al-Kazimi's government doesn't get approved by Parliament, where do we go from there? Can President Saleh still open an emergency budget if he constitutionally assumes the Prime Minister position?
I would think if he assumed the Prime Minister position, he has all the powers of the Prime Minister. So, yeah, the only question is, does he have a Parliament to send the budget to if he disassembles the Parliament? So does he do that before or after would be the only question. Or in that case, does he even need them to do that? So I don't know. We know he assumes that position. He could easily just appoint the ministers himself without them agreeing and have a new government or replace all of Parliament. I guess it's his choice. Okay.
Blue Chipper says, Tony, what type of entity will you use to give away the Bentleys? I assume it will be a foundation.
Hmm. So you mean what kind of entity will I use to buy them with? So,
well, it says to give them away.
I know. But what do you mean? How am I going to get them first and then give them away? But this is what I intend to do, guys. Have my foundation buy 22 Bentleys is what I was going to do. Well, not actually even buy, but go do the paperwork. And I'm going to have them delivered to the various events where whoever wins the car will actually sign all of the paperwork, your estate, everything. It won't be my foundation then given to you. You're actually going to get the car, sign the paperwork, drive home with it, everything. And I'm actually just going to pay for it. Now, the mechanics of all that, I guess we'll leave up to Ray. But I definitely want the documents put in your name, not mine. Well, I guess it could be. But then we're both paying taxes because I'm paying taxes, right? And then when you get the gift, you're going to have to pay taxes in your state. I don't see the purpose of doing that. But we'll work it out. So you should have asked Ray that question, not me. But go ahead.
I can't tell them what you are going to do.
Yes, you can, too.
I can only tell them what I would do in a likewise situation. All right.
Okay.
Jim KC says, Tony, please discuss how the U.S. military is not going to drive the militias out of Iraq, even if the U.S. takes over the government. Some TNTers seem to believe the militias will just fade back to Iran without creating an ongoing fight, and the U.S. is not going to have a surge of troops or engage in clearing houses door-to-door again with the resultant body bags.
Okay. First of all, right, nobody said it was going to be, you know, easy. Nobody said it was going to happen overnight. As a matter of fact, if you listen, or I don't know if I sent it all to Ray or not, my guy already thinks there's going to be a civil war in Iraq. They're looking at it just over what happens this weekend. They're already talking about a civil war in Iraq if this doesn't go right, if it's not well planned out, happen. But without the backing of the U.S. and the U.S. soldiers there, which I think they left all there, but we knew it was strategic, why they brought the missiles over there and some other things, the militia feel like they're empowered and emboldened, and that's why they're standing in the street. He said 24 hours now, not just sometimes, a couple hours, but now 24 hours out in the green zone in the Baghdad area, trying to intimidate the people right now into not doing it, trying to intimidate the other government officials into this is what's going to happen. But we've all known that. It's not going to happen as soon as the vote takes place. It's going to happen probably as they make the changes and announce them that people want, and they're no longer getting paid. Iran is cut out of this or that. Then they're going to start doing things. And either this new prime minister in Iraq is going to stand up for itself, or they're going to say, okay, U.S., we need you to come back in and be that factor. Now, it's not going to be open war in the streets like it was. I don't see that. I see the militia being kind of a terrorist group in Iraq the same way that ISIS was, and trying to do that with the U.S. and Iraq armies then going against them. So it's fewer of them, so it should take little time to put them hiding in basements and alleys, up in the hills, everything else, not really controlling it. And then going through, just like did with ISIS, block by block, paragraph by paragraph, so they move them out or try to move them out, identify who they are. And it's still not going to happen overnight. They're not just going to all take off and run back to Iran. They're going to hide. They're going to bury weapons. They're going to bury that. And then they're going to be more of a guerrilla warfare where, you know, you hit and run, hit and run. Just try and cause disruption. But that's where, once there's a government in place, Iraq will look to the citizens. They have the RV, they have money, they have people coming in, they're now getting jobs, and that the citizens will help move them out, just like we would over here if we were invaded. The citizens will tell you they're in that house, they're over on that block. Those five guys, they were part of it too. So they can get their streets cleaned up. Still won't happen overnight, but we will see it happening for sure. What's next? Hello? I can't hear you if you're talking.
No. Okay.
But if you're not, I'll wait.
Sunstar says, number one, Ray Wren, post RV, are your bank seminars throughout the U.S. still in place? If so, how many locations and what can we look forward to learning in these seminars? That's old. Right now, they're still in place. And what we would look to learn from those were the products that the banks had to offer. And so that was the whole basis behind that, is being able to have a bank to pitch all of its products, which, of course, the 13 locations with each all asked the same set of questions. So we could then compare the answers that we received. Now, with the virus situation and all of that, we'll have to see where we are with social distancing when the RV happens. Number two, Tony, per your bank contacts, have you ever stated at their exchange locations they will be using De La Rue machines to count and approve your currency?
Have they ever stated they will be using De La Rue machines? I can tell you machines were ordered years ago. Several banks had them, so I know banks use them. Not that the exchanger is going to have one sitting on each desk. Nobody's ever said that to me. I know I have taken Dinar in, like I told you guys, into Citibank here, California, just to test it, the system, see exactly how it was going to work. And that's exactly what I did. I took it. I gave it to them. She walked right down past the fifth teller wall. She ran it through the Deliveroo machine, counted, came back, and that's how we went. So I know at that point they did. Now, none of the exchanges have told me they're going to have a Deliveroo machine on their desk, in the office, whatever, counting through. So it's a good question. And I will try to ask that. As a matter of fact, hold on. I'm going to see if I can ask right now. Hold on. Maybe play some music or do something. I'll call you. Hold on.
Okay, let's see. We're going to be that long. Hold on, ladies and gents. We'll give Tony a minute or two. And I guess we'll fill the hole. He probably won't be that long, though. But anyway, just in case, stand by.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my wind, but what a thrill. This gracious sweep falls to fire.
I fell in love because I thought it was funny. You came along and moved me, honey. I changed my mind. Love
is oh, man. I really didn't expect him to play music for y'all. All right. Wait, I'm waiting for a call back. Yeah, really didn't expect him to play music. All right, go ahead.
Well, that was the request. Play some music. It's like, oh, that was strange, but okay. And I figured you were going to be a little bit long. Okay, so we will continue on with Sunstar. Number three says, any news on the dinar you can share from your Treasury Department contacts in the USA or political money contacts in Iraq?
News about the dinar? Yeah. That's kind of an open-end question. About the rate, about them changing the rate, about the recession. I mean, this is all we're talking about is dinar. Mm-hmm. What's next?
Okay. Number four says, like some areas in the world, is Iraq giving the go-ahead to open up businesses to reboot their economy and bring people back to work?
They have not. They extended the curfew until the 23rd or the 26th, one of them. Of May the other day when I was telling you guys about that. So they are just talking about today. There's one article I was seeing there looking at opening up some provinces where they say there is no virus. So maybe they'll do just what, you know, we see states here doing now, open up a little bit at a time. I mean, we have more states opening up on Friday. I'm only opening up certain businesses like we discussed, and more people agree with us. They, you know, putting their guinea pigs out there first, and they're going out there to see if the number goes back up or not. But anyway, with Iraq, we'll probably see that at the end of the week. They're talking about doing the same thing. What's next?
All right. Ian Johns says, just to add to Garbear's question, do you have any info on why Twitter is not doing notifications any longer? Yes, they announced a few months back that their account was hacked due to the SMX texting. And I think one of the top executive officers' his account got hacked because of that. So they were discontinuing the texting due to some hacking that happened internally in Twitter. So that was the reason for canceling that. Red says, question one, have the lower denoms been passed out in Iraq yet?
No. No lords and arms are passed out. No coins are passed out to citizens. Months ago, they had started doing it with the upper echelon, because that's where everything starts at. They never got past that. So they are worthless at this moment, especially according to their current rate. There is nothing you can use them for.
Okay. Question two, right. Tony, are you still going to fly up to Salt Lake and pick me up when it's time to go to the bank? This is question two from Red.
Do what?
I don't remember that conversation, but he said, are you still going to fly up to Salt Lake and pick him up when it's time to go to the bank?
No. And just so nobody else asked me that, I didn't tell him that either. Whoever it is.
Or at least you have no recollection of it.
Okay, let's put it that way.
All right, let's talk to some live individuals. 281 area code, you're on first.
Hey, Ray. Hey, Tony. How you guys doing?
Bank lady. I mean, bus lady.
I'm
excuse
super
me.
Fantastic. How you doing? She wish she was a bank lady.
Whatever. You guys will miss. Well, you did cover on the question that I had about the electricity that Iraq is supposed to be getting from Iran per the U.S. So it seems to me that Iran, is just could just go on forever with them agreeing to, you know, the government, the prime minister, who they like and who they don't like, and all this mess. It doesn't seem like to me, regardless of the oil prices being at where Iraq needs them to be, Iran is still going to be a thorn in their side. So I guess my question to you is, if they still do not agree with this government and the prime minister on who they want in there, and the U.S. or the other side doesn't give in, then they still take over and go in and choose who they want, you know, to put in place? Is that seem like to me that's what's happening, what's going to happen? Because Iran doesn't seem like they're going to back down to me. So what's your opinion?
So, first of all, I got to figure out your question.
My question was,
is Iran ever going to quit? And even if they lose, they're still going to pick on Iraq, even if they lose. So this could go on forever.
Right? Yeah.
Okay. So this is what happens in real life. Some of you guys have experienced it, and others only heard about it. Let someone know. All right. You're walking down the street every single day of your life, and every time you get to the corner of 5th and Main, there's that bully punching you in the face, punching you in the face every day. And how does the bully stop? Because one day you walk to 5th and Main, and you surprise that bully, and you punch him in the face first. And he's like, whoa, wait a minute. This is a little different. Or you punch him in the face 2, 3, 4 times and say, hey, enough is enough. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the ways that you have to go back and rethink it. And wait a minute, this ain't the same guy it was yesterday, because now they're willing to do something different. So that's one way to end it. Or the other way is that bully was punching you in the face at 5th and Main every day, taking your lunch, right? Every day, punching you in the face, take your lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One day you punch back, he don't get your lunch. You get to sit down and eat it. The only other option is when you get to 5th and Main, you don't have no lunch for him to take. Now you ain't got no lunch. I ain't got no reason to punch you in your face because you ain't got nothing I want. So this is what's going to happen. Iraq's going to come up with a government, and they're going to fight back. They're not going to let things happen. And Iran is going to say, okay, this is not working. Now we got to make some new agreements, try and figure this out a different way just to survive. Okay? Even if that is, now I got to pay Iraq for half of their lunch instead of punching them in the face, taking it. Wait a minute, let's make some kind of agreement. They got to do that. Or it comes down to it, May the 29th, the U.S. looks at Iraq and says, these are your new sanctions on CBI, on Iraq, and the U.N. says, these are the new sanctions on Iran, and now both of y'all can go sit over there in the corner and starve together. Because now Iran says, I'm not going to feed you. I was taking your lunch so I can eat. Now you don't have no lunch, I don't have no interest in you. Okay. So now we started over. And now they're saying, let's go because that's not working. We got to go think of something else. Now we got to go try and make agreements with China. Now we got to go look over here at Russia. Now we got to go to North Korea. Somebody else who's outside the sphere of influence of the U.S. has got to help us. Or now the U.S. gets what it wants and Iran says, now we got to redo this nuclear deal because we ain't got nothing else to do or we starve to death. In the meantime, they move out of Iraq, and Iraq can say, okay, now we can implement everything that the U.S. wanted us to do and rebuild our country. The influence of Iran is gone because of the sanctions. Now Iran knows we can't deal with them at all anymore, and that changes the whole picture. But all of that, well, the beginning of that would happen between now and May the 29th. We'll know on the 9th whether they have a government or not. We'll know exactly what they get ready to do, and we'll know exactly where the sanctions get ready to come in. You know, starting on the 26th when they cut off the electricity and the water coming from Iran, if they choose to do that that day, that's going to be the beginning. But they can put the sanctions on as far as the banks and all them and start shutting them off next week if they want to, as soon as they realize, or the 10th. The 15th of May, you realize, okay, didn't work. You guys don't have a government. Saylah's taking over. You got to vote in 60 days for an entirely new government. And we're going to push Iran out of the picture during that 60-day period of time. Or he does step up and do what he's supposed to do. But anyway, you're letting them know in advance, this is what you're facing, and it's coming right now.
Okay. So if it gets to where they have to choose, you know, the elections come and they vote in new people or whatever, what and how will that affect what we've been waiting on? As you know, will they RV or will they have to go back through all of this stuff again and redo a lot of the contracts and all of that, which will take a much longer time to get done? Is that possible?
I don't think they're ever going to redo the contracts. Because the numbers are already there. They're just adjusting the time frame. Now, can they go in with something that Saylah says, I'm now prime minister, and this is I'm going to use the parliament, and we're going to get this done, because they realize they only have 2 months, and the country is actually broke. I mean, you can't borrow where there's not money. They're going to use their reserves, and their money to become even worthless. So they got 2 months to make a sound business decision, as well as a life or country saving decision. So could it still happen in there? Yeah, because the U.S. is trying to, and that's the whole purpose right now, force Iraq to have a government to go do what we now want them to do, revalue your currency for the global economy so things can get started. But we have to force you to have a government and quit letting Iran run you off the block, because that's what they're doing. And then they're telling me, if you don't get it done this time, then now you got two bullies. Because you got one over there and you got one over here. And we both going to be punching you in the face every day. Who wants that?
They have to get a backbone or something. I mean,
it's not just a backbone, but they have to get support. And knowing somebody's going to be there for them one way or the other when this thing does go bad. Iran can't be there for them because they're not even there for themselves because they have all the sanctions. So all they can do is say, let's go with the U.S. Because if the U.S. puts sanctions on Iraq with all the same countries that it does with Iran, don't they both starve?
Right.
Okay,
well, we'll see what May brings us. It's right around the corner. So all we can do is wait and see. Well, all right. Thank you for explaining it. And y'all have
okay.
a good day.
Have a super
Bye-bye.
Fantastic day. Things are still going good. All right.
Okay, 404 area code. You are on.
Hi, Tony. Hi, Ray.
Hi.
Good morning.
This game is getting to be very, very confusing and the like. I don't know that it's even a game. I appreciate your alerting us to, again, or reminding us, really, of the time frames on what Kazemi is working under, what it would be if he acquiesces to the demands and steps aside. There's an article that just has come out, and it's just continuing to muddy the waters because, you know, we're coming into today that it was looking as if Kazemi was, you know, losing all of the support that when he went into the weekend they thought they had. And he's coming back and saying, I'm rejecting any pressure aimed at undermining the state I am seeking to form this government. Like, you know, he's drawn the line in the sand and he's going to go down fighting with that, which is saying, he's putting the folks who need to approve the government on notice that I'm not going to acquiesce and take the easy way out and apologize, as they say, for having accepted this duty, which could push things, you know, as far as he's concerned, up until the 9th. But if they do come in and don't approve his government, because he's saying, I will fight to the bitter end, and they reject him, which puts Saleh coming in. When Kazemi was doing it, he was saying, we'll have the elections by the end of the year. So he was giving himself, you know, 6 months or so to do this. Saleh, if he's coming in, he's got a shorter time period for doing that, so it should be done before December. That's where I'm getting a little confused on how they, you know, the structuring on this. And, you know, if civil war breaks out, is that potentially going into, they could actually split the country into two different sections, and those that are more aligned to Iran are coming in as, you know, mini Iran, and the others that are not go their kind of separate way, because there, years ago, there had been that kind of thought process that Iraq might be divvied up a little bit differently than what it is now and not be the unified. I don't know what my question is at this point. It's just getting very confusing. So find a question, find an answer, and I'll sit back and listen.
Okay. Because I was going to say you was all over the board. But okay.
I know.
So let's look at it. Okay, Al Kazemi saying, I'm not going to quit. So I'm telling y'all right now, I'm not going to quit. We're going to have to take the whole 30 days. And you guys just are going to let me do just like Alawi in the last one, Pray did, because
mm-hmm.
I'm not going
the
to quit.
Can.
So that's 30 days. So either you're going to pass it or not. Either the Sunnis and the Kurds and that are going to get together or not, because you guys know what happens at the end of 30 days. Everybody's always aware. So threatening me is not going to get it done. And the only reason they're threatening him is they want to say Saleh to appoint somebody else. They put some names out there within the 30-day period of time. Or the Shiites want Saleh to say, you're the largest party. Whoever you say, that's who it is. And then just nominate it one way or the other at the end, which he says he won't do either one because it's supposed to be his position at the end of this. So either that is going to happen, or on the 10th, Saleh is going to become prime minister. And he's going to have to start making decisions against Iran, the U.S. Do we want these sanctions? Do we want CBI to be sanctioned? Do we want our whole economy to shut down for Iran? No. Okay. If he doesn't do those, he doesn't do what Iran wants, is there really going to be a civil war? So what's the civil war? it was what we were talking about before when they were drawing a new map, was Kurdistan against the rest of Iraq, against Baghdad.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the
mm-hmm.
case in what they're talking about. They're talking about a civil war within Baghdad, within the provinces themselves, excluding Kurdistan. Because Kurdistan is not going to have a civil war in Kurdistan because their government is still up and operating. They're still getting everything they want to get. So it's this one half of the country where people are going to have to either stand up and fight and run Iran out, the militia out, or again, it's going to be like I said with ISIS. The U.S. is going to have to come in, help the Iraq army filter through it, pick who's militia, who's not militia, who's regular army, and then get rid of them that way if it comes down to that. But even before it came down to that, the government could be approved by Saleh. They could do the emergency budget. They didn't even do the RV at that point because the U.S. is happy who it is. Everybody else is happy they're going in the right direction. They could give the people the money, the reforms they want to make the people happy to support the government to fight Iran. Again, it's the Iranian supporters as far as the militia is the only armed ones, and then getting those out of the government, which they would do. So it's not the best thing to happen, but I guess it's not the worst thing to happen because either way, Iran would lose. And it's just up to the Iraqi people and politicians to know we're fighting a no-win battle if we're getting to this point. There's no win in there. Because
mm-hmm.
even if Iran could figure out how to win, the government, they would lose on the sanctions, everything else, and immediately be shut down. The people will be rioting this summer. The whole government is going to go away. Now, I'm thinking if I could foresee that future, they should be able to foresee that same thing and that
mm-hmm.
same sequence taking place and saying that's not what we want to do. Right?
Yeah. I'll tell you what I find so really hard to grasp and trying to think as an Iraqi would be thinking is that, you know, this is a transitional government, kind of a caretaker to get them into the elections. It's almost as if they are doing everything in their power to avoid having the elections out of who knows, that they think they are continuing to maintain their power by, you know, keeping things confusing, or that they're, you know, or they're afraid that the opponents are going to be really getting the elections when the elections are held. That's the thing that's so puzzling, that they're making, you know, it's like get the government done so that the elections can be done and be working more toward getting a government elected by the end of December. That's the thing that I'm finding so completely nothing makes sense. It's like the inmates are, you know, running the asylum kind of thing here. So that's
okay. So there's two things we got to remember. First of all, they never wanted, they don't want, Iran doesn't want, and the majority of the prime ministers who there don't want a new government, okay? The Iranian-backed ministers, because they know they're going to be removed if they do. So, because that's what the people wanted, all of them removed. If the people win,
mm-hmm.
they're away. So they don't want that. What they'd rather have is, let's drag this out as long as we can. And we've been saying that for months because we're still getting money. They're still shoveling it to us while they can out of what they have. Now, they didn't expect the oil to drop the bottom out. They expected to be getting a whole lot more money through the time frame. But, hey, we're still going to take whatever we can get. If I can't get a gallon of water, at least give me a glass of water because I'm still getting something, right? So they're going to do that as long as they can, until that glass is cut off. Now what do we do? Because now we lose it all. But we had to fight as long as we can till we get to that point. So now either our guys win this government battle, like we're doing right now, trying every trick in the book, all the way down to let it pass and tell Saleh he better pick Mahdi, because we want Mahdi to go back in there. That's what you better say. Or the militia's coming in the building after you. So they're at that point right now because they know they're getting to that point. As far as the vote itself, we can wait. We don't care what government. They say they're going to vote in 1 year or by the end of the year. They know that's not going to happen because they said we don't have time to put the rules and laws and the people in place to vote by the end of the year. We can't do that. Then how can we do it if Shayla takes over in 60 days if we couldn't have done it in a year? And if we go back to using the same old system, then Iran's right back in power again because what? They cheated on that system. They'll cheat on this one because that's what they do. If they'll go by the quota, nothing will have changed except the people will be rioting all summer. But Iran is still saying it's buying us time. We don't care what you guys look like idiots over there doing. It's still buying us time. And we're still getting the money funneled through. You're still buying our water. You're still buying our electricity until something happens. So it's up to Iraq. You're right. Iraq's ministers, Iraq's people, to finally stand up on their own 2 feet and say enough is enough. We tried to pay you back because that's what they were doing from when Saddam Hussein was there and GSR got run out. Iran was the only one that backed them up. Only one that fed them, gave them water, do everything. They can look at Iran and say, okay, now we've returned the favor. And now it's time for us to take care of us. And that's the day everybody's waiting to see. Is it May the 9th? Is that the day?
Okay. Well, whatever day it turns out, we know that you will tell us whenever, whether it's 10 days or 3 months or whatever. We're looking forward to doing the TNT Super Fantastic Project whenever or wherever that will be. And again, guys, appreciate your tenacity in trying to help us connect the dots. Most appreciated. And have a great day.
All right. Thank
Thanks.
You.
Take care.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye. 972 area code. You're on.
Hey, fellas, Danny in Dallas.
Hey, sir.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Well, let's see. I appreciated the 404 information. CIA lady's got her snap together. I don't like to hear her frustrated, though. maybe you could work on a tease that only you know about. And lay it all out for her, and then that'd break the monotony right there, wouldn't it?
Well, if there was a tease that only I knew about,
yeah.
Well,
save it for her, and then ease all of our attention with your frivolity. I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe you don't have that either. It's a tough time. Let me give you a report real quick on the oil. It opened. This is West Texas Intermediate. It opened at 11.88. Not really good. And I looked at it a few minutes ago, and it was only 12.61. So, but I did talk with some of my buddies and gather some information. Right now, national oil production, when they use their oil, they're used to using about 95% of their capacity, all the plants and stuff. They haven't used more than 67% of the capacity currently. So it's really down. And if we measure stuff out, they tell surplus and negative stuff with 5-year averages. We are percent above 5-year average. Sometimes we're only 1 or 2%, but this is what they have produced and are holding, and they're at 67% of their current capacity. But what really got me down is it's right at 42% down on orders for gasoline, and we're in the summer season here. They changed formulas and all that kind of stuff. It's kind of a crazy situation. But if there's anything that's kind of novel in this, it is that they are playing with the idea, and they, whoever the mysterious they is, they're playing with the idea of categorizing our miles and miles and miles and miles of pipeline storage facility. And we're about to run out of storage facilities. Yeah, isn't that weird? But
they're just going to leave it in the pipeline as a storage facility.
And rather than pumping it through, when they pump, they will replace immediately rather than have an order. So the pipelines are full as well. Now, they're only playing with that idea. But, we got a lot of people thinking about this and trying to figure out how to get past this. This has happened one time in the 80s, but it was a weird situation when barrel of gasoline, a barrel of oil was like $160, and then everything tanked. So it's a weird time, but that's what they're playing with. I don't know what they're going to do, but I'm kind of like CIA lady. This is getting a little monotonous, but at the same time, if you'll come up with a jazzy situation that only you know, maybe confer with Ray, so it can be an April Fool thing. Now, having said that, and knowing that she's listening, anything you say out of the ordinary, she's going to think maybe it's coming now. Maybe it's coming now. I don't know. But here we sit.
All right. Well, let me ask you this, though, because they're going to actually now talking about using the pipe itself as a storage facility.
Yes.
Okay. Now, the purpose of doing that is
thousands of miles. Yeah.
Right. But they're doing that so they can continue to sell it, because once it's in the pipeline, it's considered sold. So that's all.
Well, that
you don't have to
normal.
Have nobody to sell it to. Right.
Right.
It's considered sold, so while it's sitting there. But I'm thinking and they're saying states are going to open up, if they close back up, if they don't open up fully, if other countries don't open up and start using this, is the next storage space going to be in the ground itself? Is that going to be the next place they call the storage facility?
You mean where they got it from?
Yeah. That's right, where they got it from. Okay.
Yeah.
Now you're going to back it up in the pipeline and still try and charge for it. Then they're going to have to charge for it while it's in the ground just to keep the price up. I understand the concept, but it's kind of crazy.
Right?
That's kind of crazy.
It is crazy.
Okay.
Yeah, I really don't. It's not an entirety, but they will. They have talked about designating certain pipelines as storage, and it'd be on a temporary basis. But it is kind of funny to think how we can change our rules as it seems the pressure demands it, and then we'll go back to changing something else. That's right. Hey, buddy, I'm gonna let it go from there. I don't have any other information, and so far. The what you've communicated to the rest of the community here, we still don't know what they're going to do. And,
we
I appreciate
don't.
Your best guess on that, but that's just the way it is.
Yep. All right. Thank you, sir.
All right.
I appreciate it.
Have a good week. See you later.
All right. All right.
All right,
guys,
sir. Take care.
Nothing has changed. It's just what I tell you guys all the time. It's Iraq. Given an hour, something else will come up. Something to change. they're just like, they're normal people. I'm going to say they say one thing, then do something else. They're still fighting. Iraq is fighting for their very lives and their salvation. So I understand why they're doing all the crooked stuff they're doing or trying to force, because we'd be doing it if it was us. And we were trying to survive. So, but here's the good thing, though, regardless. And everybody said this can go on forever and ever and ever. No, it can't. It can't go on forever and ever. They have 2 months' worth of money left. They're using the reserves, and it's over. They have till the 26th for the U.S. to decide if they're going to issue the other sanctions against Iran. And make Iraq live up to it, which means the 26th and beyond, 100 degrees, 115 degrees. They don't have electricity for air conditioning. They don't have enough water. The people keep it going. Then the people are in the streets. Then Iraq loses anyway, which means Iran loses anyway. So destroyed. So the end is coming one way or another. So they can look at it and say, are we totally destroyed our country in the next 60 days or 90 days and everything's kicked in? Or are we saving it by putting this new government in place, doing the RV like we're supposed to, and letting Iran figure out something new? Or we figure out something new to try and help them? Because this way is definitely coming to an end. And that's all we got to look at. We know what the date of change is, one way or the other, and that is May the 9th. We know that's a coming date of change, because either Selah is going to take over or they're going to have a new government, and then things will be changed after that day very more. That's what's supposed to happen, because that is the cutoff day. So we'll see. All right, Ray, what's next?
360, you are on.
Good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray.
Hey, sir.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Well, I'm home today. I'm not working. And so that's the oil industry from not the not the refine. Yes?
Yeah, let me ask you a question real quick before you even get started. So you're home today. Where's your truck at?
It's parked in the lot.
Okay. So, is it full or empty?
It's empty.
All right. So, if they're using the pipelines for storage, when do they start using the trucks for storage? Okay. I'll just throw it out there. Okay.
Just throwing it out there. My thought about that would be, who would like a 10,000-gallon storage tank of highly flammable liquid, namely gasoline, parked next to their place? No.
Oh, nobody.
Because it does have a life. Granted, it's certainly more than 30 days, but the idea that for security reasons, you would want those kinds of things protected in some form or fashion to a greater level than what would be if you were going to leave that truck in a parking lot, even though there are other trucks there, and all you have then is a giant target. So I'm not quite sure that would work myself.
You know what, though? Everything you just said, and hopefully we're not giving anybody any ideas that they haven't already thought about, but I think about that every time I pass a gas facility. And I see all those tanks out there, those trucks. And I see all, and like right next to a neighborhood or something. I'm thinking, who in the world would want to live next to that? But there are people living next door to it all the time, which is crazy. Or the security is absolutely nothing to me. I mean, anybody could drive through that gate. But anyway.
When I pull into the refinery, I mean, I only have to go through one gate. And there is no security in the area. I mean, I haven't been to a refinery to load where there was security present. So I have to wear clothes that are designed to keep me from burning to death before I can get out of reach of wherever the problem would be. It's called fire retardant clothing. And that is, if you've never had to wear it, it's not like wearing a leisure suit, and I realize that may date me in my age. But you're wearing a protective layer that's not designed to work for an hour and a half. It's very short in duration, but it's to get out of harm's way enough to where you can get it off. And granted, the only parts that aren't really protected are your head. And I figure that'll scar over and you'll be okay. But
they figure you don't need that anyway, so okay.
Hey, I'm old enough now to where I'll never be better looking. All I can hope for is to look better. I'll never be better looking. I guess, Tony, when you were talking about Iran and them not wanting to leave and the militia in the streets of Baghdad and that kind of stuff, I remember when they did the big dig in Boston, and because I happened to be going back there at the time for classes, and of course the rats were displaced, and you'd see them running down the street. These are cities that have, New York has one too, they have a rodent department just for dealing with rats. And I'm not aware of them ever asking the rats to leave, mainly because I think they probably felt it futile. They're not going to leave until they have to. And whether they have to is at the end of a gun barrel or a pot full of poison or whatever. And I look at the Iranian presence in Iraq as the same. And if I understood you in your comments, and please correct me if I'm wrong, you felt that there is a likelihood of, not a certainty, but a likelihood, that there would have to be a civil war, even though it would be confined to the southern provinces, in order to get Iran out of there. And the militias. Did I understand you correctly?
Well, I'm telling you that the people in Iraq feel like civil war is coming, because
right.
The difference between what the militia wants and what the people want. Yes.
Uh-huh.
So not just amongst, you know, the people, but the militia and the people.
Right.
So... And they're right. They don't just ask them to go. They actually, whoever the new prime minister is, and that's one of the things Iran wants, has to tell them, hey, there is no more militia, and the only people that need to have guns on the street is the Iraqi army and the Iraqi police force. Right now, nobody's saying that. That's why they're walking up and down the street with guns, as the militia and everything, because the Iraqi government will not outlaw it. That's what we want. At the same time, the Iranian government officials want the new prime minister to outlaw any foreign military in the country. So we're both asking them to do the same thing. Again, but that's the only way you can fight them, arrest them, or do anything, is to make it illegal to do, and right now it's not.
Well, I think that's a very accurate statement. I guess my thought would be, in your for your 2 cents on the dollar, what would you think would be the likelihood of delay taking over, leaving the government in place long enough to pass the budget, and then disbanding it? Is that a possibility, a probability? You know, what's your gut feeling on that?
My feeling is that's exactly what needs to happen in order for this thing to get done within that 60-day period of time. Now, will it happen? Does it make sense? I don't know. I'm going to tell you, because I wasn't even sure where he stood a couple months ago on Iran's side or the U.S. side. But as he nominated people, I could see he's understanding what makes sense. I can see if they wait the 60 days, the people are no longer on lockdown. And then they're going to force the same changes they were forcing before Corona started. And then the government is not going to have a choice but to do the right thing.
Sure.
I'm hoping and praying there's a new prime minister on the 9th, because that's the easiest thing to get done. I'm hoping Iran is just trying to force who it is and fighting right up to the last day or the last minute. And then, you know, cooler heads prevail. Or the smart people say, hey, okay, we lost that. We fought it as far as we could. Now let's go with the new fight. and do something different. But we got a prime minister. We got his people. Now let's intimidate them into doing what we want, because that's why the militia is out there, and they're still doing that or not. Let them pass the laws. Let us try and change some things where we can still give you water, bread, whatever. But the only way to do that is to have a government by the 26th, because the U.S. has already said enough is enough. We're going back to the U.N., put us back on the board. We're going to put sanctions on them from that way and direct from the U.S. if they don't have a government. And that's what it seems. If they don't have a government, this is what we're going to do.
Okay.
So I don't see that.
This is for your benefit, Ray. My last question. Why would we, if we're trying to maintain or continue to maintain pressure on Iran, extend their right to buy water and electricity from Iran?
Okay, it wasn't for Iran. It was for Iraq. And we're saying, but we gave you 4 years to come up with a new way, and you guys haven't done it because Iran is still influencing you. So we're saying we can still let you do that because it's not killing us by doing that. But now we're only going to do that if there's a new government in place and we give them time to make the changes. Because if you don't have a governor that, then we're just going to cut it off. And we know how to force change. Because while you're hungry, you don't have nothing to drink, everything else, because we shut your bank down because you didn't shut out the electricity or water, and now the people are out in the streets rioting. Oh, it's going to be change one way or the other. There's going to be change.
Okay. Well, that's all I got. I know that'll make some people breathe easier. Have a good day, and hopefully on the next call I'll be back inside the truck working, and if not, I'll be home and getting yard work done and so forth. So anyway, have a great day, gentlemen, and again, I appreciate all you do.
All right, take care, sir.
All right, I'd rather see you working, though, because I know the price of oil is going up and the dinar is increasing in value. So let's hope you're working. Okay.
I hope I'm worth it. Yeah, you bet. All right, have a great day, guys.
All right, sir.
You too. Thanks.
610 area code. You are on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony.
G-Man
MPA.
What's happening,
man? How you doing?
Doing super fantastic, Tony. And it's going to be the short version again today. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com. Clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNT Super Fantastic. You'll be able to make your donations electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. And I'll close out with Vegas, 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 and Raleigh, Raleigh, Raleigh. So I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite day.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
You're very welcome.
702 area code. You are on.
Hello?
Hello, you're on.
Hello. Hi. How's it going, Dave?
Hi. How are you?
A-1 again. All the time, the same story. Look at the broken record.
Okay, you want to change the record?
Yeah, I wanted to change the record because we live on the 21st century. We not live on the 13th century. United States, I think, is a powerful country and it's going to take control with these crazy people. They don't know what they're doing. Absolutely correct.
Okay.
They needed Maliki, he stole this much money. And they give him control again. And everybody playing the same game. What is the problem with these people? The whole law give us lots of billion people to this country, and they stole. What is this?
I hear you, and I understand. And everybody's tired while we keep letting go. We cannot just go over there and take over their country, okay, and say, hey, from now on, we own this country. Anything else, we would be no different than Iran taking it over, or no different than when Iraq tried to just walk in and take over Kuwait and say, hey, you're going to do what we say from now on. That's not how we do it. We're not at war with them. Anything else? So, what we have to do, and you got to admit, everybody listening has got to admit, we made a mistake by leaving Iraq before they were developed into a new country. We left too soon. We absolutely did that and let Iran come in and influence them, or the whole thing could have been different by now. But we did that. I'm saying the Obama administration did that. Should have never left. Even though they were letting them grow up on their own, should have stuck around until they did. That's all. Until they opened it, until we saw it with our own eyes. But he left trying to let them grow up, make their own decisions. Yeah, the reason you do that, okay, there's some noise in the background, guys. Somebody moving around doing something. The reason they do that is to create civil war. So the Iraqi people can know this country belongs to them. It doesn't belong to them. And they're doing everything the U.S. says. Just like the Iranian people right now praise the U.S. for coming in and help get the ISIS out. Because they did. They refused when Iran said, hey, go against the U.S. Go stomp on their flags. Go doing this while we're marching. The Iraqi people refuse to do that because they're saying the U.S. is not the one holding us down. Iran is. You're the one influencing our government. You're the one trying to control everything that we're doing and taking everything from us. Well, as Americans, if we went over there, it'd be the same thing. Now we would be in a war or a situation. Okay, much like it's some noise in the background, yeah, whatever that is. Okay, it would be the Vietnam War all over again. And that's what we don't want, because we don't want to fight the citizens of Iraq. We want to help them achieve their goals. We keep appointing people who we think feel the same way and want to help their people, but they do what happens with most people when they get power. Power corrupts you. Power has corrupted them. Or they were corrupt anyway. I mean, you know, they lied to Americans. That's all part of their business model and everything else. But we're supposed to be smart enough to figure it out before we appoint a leader. But we also got to know, it's just like here. We have some people who go into politics thinking, I'm going to change the world. I'm going to do all the right things. I'm going to save America or whatever. And next thing you know, they're caught up in the corruption. Iraq is no different. So we have to keep waiting until we find that one guy who says, I'm not getting caught up in it. And guess what? Now's the perfect time. because whoever goes into office is only there temporary, a year at the most. A year from the time they do the election, he's going to be there. So he can make all kinds of changes, knowing he's going to leave anyway, knowing that he can't run the next time they have an actual vote. So this is a prime opportunity, and that's why Iran is fighting so hard, because they know they won't have the same influence over this person that they maybe would have over somebody over the next 4 years. And he could cause so many laws and changes to get into effect that it would set them back 10, 20 years. So while you say things are the same over and over again, it is subtle little things they're doing to try and change it. Things that have to be set up like any conflict or any game of, you guys don't know, I'm going to say chess, okay? Checkers, dominoes. Everybody knows the game, but everybody has a different strategy to win the game. And that's what we're doing right now. And you got to have moves that you make before the end of the game. We're just going through it, but the end of the game is coming up. There's so many pieces been removed from the board already. We're down to the final moves here. So that's what we're waiting to see, okay? It was a long game, but it's going to be worth it in the end.
All right, let me open the line back up. It was making noise a few seconds ago.
It was not the cable break there.
Wait, we couldn't hear you.
Okay.
Okay.
All righty. Bye-bye then. 539 area code, you are on.
Hi.
Hi.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. This is what used to be Energy Sparkles on the forum.
Hey there.
Okay.
I just thought I would call in when I heard, who was that guy that's in Texas that's always talking about the oil and gas and stuff?
Danny?
Well, I can tell you.
I don't know Danny, that guy. I don't know him, but go ahead.
Well, you saw my car right now, even though I'm in Oklahoma. It's a Texas. So I can tell you for sure that my son was one of the first people that was laid off with this whole coronavirus thing. Boom. They shut down the oil fields and everything. And he was the first one out of there because he's an inspector. He inspects the lines. He's got real high certification for all kinds of welding and all this kind of stuff. So guess who the first person is that they call back when it's time to get them lines going?
Cool.
All right.
My son.
Okay.
And guess who just got called back into work 2 weeks ago and has been busting his butt, says, Mom, I think I'm going to die. I've never worked this hard. Because they're working them like almost around the clock. They have just enough time to fall down and pass out for 8 hours and get up and do it all over again.
Wow.
For another 16 hours. Yeah, they're busting butt, going through the line. So him and his idea that they're storing it, no, they're not. They're moving it down the line. They're already starting to move it because they're called, and it's terrible, but they call them pigs. He chases pigs down the line to check the flow of the field, of the pipeline, and he's in Texas right now checking all that. And him and his team, and he's the last team that goes to work. He's the first team that's laid off and the last one that goes back on. And there was a couple other teams that were already working about a month ago checking different lines. But he does more intensive checking, you know, like pressure on the lines and leaks on the lines and weldings and that kind of stuff. So his is usually the last team that goes up because they check more intense things. And he's been working his butt off. And I said, so, does this mean the oil is starting to run again? He goes, sure the Annabelle's is, Mom. Haven't you been hearing what's going on? I said, no, fill me in. He says, the government's gearing up. They're geared up. They're geared up for us to all of a sudden be able to get out of here, get out of our homes, fill up our tanks, run crazy out there. But I told my son I won't be driving anywhere because I still haven't gotten my stimulus check. And I find it interesting, none of my friends who are SSI or on Social Security and don't file taxes because they don't make enough income to file taxes. They're the people who have not gotten their $1,200 stimulus check. Or it's supposed to be direct deposited in the same account that you're getting your Social Security benefits in, which is all direct deposit nowadays.
Okay, hold on for a second, because you're going too deep. I mean, going too far. I don't want to get away from anything, but you made a lot of comments, statements I can comment on. But the first being, first let's give Danny credit, because Danny said his people were only talking about using those lines for storage. Not that they've actually started doing it, but they're studying the idea and looking at using those lines for storage. Okay? Not that they're doing it yet. And that's where that whole conversation came from. Okay, you're saying they have used the lines for storage.
Yeah, that's
so here's the other thing.
For several months.
But were they storing it in the pipeline at that time?
Yes. Yes, they turned the pipelines off.
Okay. All right, so they stored it in there. All right, so that's one thing. Now they're opening back up. So we got to look at, we're opening back up right now, which we want because some cities are doing that, as we see on TV every day, slowly but surely, but not the whole economy is going to go. We were already, there was already a glutton in the system. That's why the price is down and it won't go up because there's still a glut in the system. So until all that gets used back up and put us back at the normal range or something, I don't know why they opened it back up. Let's just use that up first to raise the price up, then let's open it back up and let's go. But maybe they're just getting the pipes ready. But that's all a good thing that it is going to go, hopefully it is. I got, somebody sent me what they got from Texas Saturday, 12 gallons of gas for $6.40-something. I said 55 cents a gallon. That's where we're at now? Well, that's where they're at in Texas, I guess. 55 cents a gallon. I think that was back in the 70s last time gas was 55 cents or something. You know, maybe the 80s. I don't remember that. No, it had to be in the 70s. 55 cents. They're getting gas. That tells you where our economy is right now. So we definitely need everything stored up to be used up to drive that price back up so we can get what we're looking for. Now, if you're looking at stimulus checks, and you're talking about it, and I look at, you know, Social Security, vets, people who've been getting their checks anyway, the stimulus check is going to come to them probably just 6 weeks, 8 weeks out, not in time to do anything with it, because hopefully the economy opened back up and you do get it, it'll just be an extra $1,200. Because I don't know that it has changed anything for those people. They're still getting their checks. The people who aren't getting checks are the people who were laid off, who were furloughed, who don't have anything but this $1,200 that they're looking for, okay, to get that. Or the ones who at least have an unemployment check, which first was regular unemployment, and now they're trying to make their unemployment checks match whatever their check was, which I get, and a $600 a week bonus. That's an extra $2,400 a month for everybody if they, in fact, do that. So I understand how that's helping the economy also. But the plan from the beginning, unfortunately, I know people just like you, was for those people who weren't really affected, meaning they didn't lose anything. They weren't going to get their checks until 6 weeks, 8 weeks into it anyway. And that's everybody that's getting retirement checks, Social Security, disabled vets, all of them, because they don't really feel like this has affected, I was going to say us, or those people at all. Because believe me, I haven't got more needed. But I knew I wasn't going to get it. I knew they weren't going to do that anyway. That's not how they work. So, but hopefully everything else is good for everybody else, right? And you will get it. And hopefully you don't need it because your check hasn't adjusted any. I hope not. But when you do get it, it'll still be that bonus to be at a good time, right?
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
You cut it off?
Okay.
All right, sir. Yep, we're at the end of our rope. It's wrap-up
time.
That's
it? It's over? Man.
It always happens so fast.
All right, guys. Yes, good. That's over, man. I know they went back and forth this weekend, threatening each other, him threatening to quit, saying he's not going to quit. They threatened Shiites moving the government, everything else. But it's still good. They're still talking. They're still telling everybody what they can look forward to, along with all the other news, with the U.S. telling people in advance what they're going to look forward to. And remember this. It happens every single day. It happens all the time. It happens every night. It's really the darkest right before you see the light. And maybe this is it. This is the darkest right before we see the light. But our date is May the 9th, so don't give up hope. It's going to happen. Everybody's still planning for it to happen. So it's going to be a great day. If anything exciting happens, we'll tweet it out to you, or Ray will put it in the forum. But in between times, do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day. Know that it's coming. And if you do get that stimulus check, if you do get that $600 bonus unemployment this week, please help yourself and change your future and get some more currency while you can. Because it's going to happen. All right, Ray.
All right, ladies and gents, that's going to do it for us for this marvelous-er Monday. And we'll look forward to seeing you on Hump Day Wednesday, unless something exciting happens between then. So until that time, keep believing, as we sure do.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Yeah. pig said,
I'm a pig,
yes,
I will.
If you just believe,
just believe.
The God that can't be. Gonna get better.
With a single parent,
go in the room and grab your children. Put your arms around them and let them know it's gonna get better.
Oh,
if you trust in him, hang on in there. God told me to tell you it's gonna get better.
God's gonna do it.
You can't have
you
it.
You can't.
You gotta give it to Jesus.
Give it to
him. Won't he work it out?
Yes,
if you believe in him.
Conference recording. This session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. Enjoy your Monday evening. We're out of here.